everyone. Yeah, it's really exciting to be back, and we're now in the form of a podcast. If anyone listened to us last term, they would have heard us on University of York Radio Live. And if you're new, you will be hearing us in podcast form. If you want to go back and listen to our previous episodes, you can go to the URY 1350 website where you can listen back to them. I will admit, I feel like we're going to do better this term through means of, in terms of organisation.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I think we maybe should introduce ourselves again in case we have any new listeners.
Exactly.
And because we're also on a different platform. So I'm Valentina and I co-host this show with...
Ali,
the wonderful Ali Fallon.
That is me.
And we basically, we've started doing this last term when we were in our third year of university. We're both history students.
Coincidentally.
Mm. We actually didn't know that before we started. I was motivated to do this podcast because I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma back in September 2020. And Ali is president of the Breast Cancer Awareness Society at the University of York.
And I was inspired to join that because my aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2019. She is now okay and happy and healthy and baking lots of cakes for her cookbook.
She's amazing.
Yeah. We will have her on as a guest at some point.
Yeah, I honestly would love to, just so I can ask her about her recipes.
Exactly. But yeah, this week we were thinking of just having a little introductory type podcast. You know, we'll have some lightheartedness, just talk about some awareness stuff, talk about January and just, you know, have self-care in the new year.
Yeah, I think, we'll make it, it's not going to be as, I don't think we're going to have that long a podcast anyway, but I think this one will just be like you said, a bit of like an introduction.
Yeah, it's an introduction for us as well, because we're not good at technology, I can tell you that much. And so podcast technology, I feel like, you know, it's a starter for us, a starter for everyone listening. And I feel like it's just a good way to get going.
Yeah, I do as well. And so, yeah, we've covered the basics really of like why we're here.
Mm-hmm. We thought we'd talk about a type of cancer each week. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I think it would be quite beneficial to just run through, like, I think what the idea was as well was to kind of go through the cancer awareness months as they go by. So this is Cervical Cancer Prevention Week. It's actually just ended yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we thought it was really important to highlight this because, especially because 1 in 3 women and people with the cervix don't attend a cervical screening. And we basically, it's all about raising awareness to try and prevent that from happening, because literally I've got the facts and figures in front of me, but 220,000 women and people with a cervix every year are told that they have a cervical cell changes after their screening. And people are given like a HPV diagnosis, which could mean more tests and treatments, etc. and so on. So basically what the point is that women won't even know that because they just won't get it done. And I think this is probably really good to talk to young girls about as well.
Yeah.
Because,
well, you start getting screened, I swear, from 25.
And it's really, I think girls really are shy about doing stuff like this, 100%.
Yeah, but that's why they say getting involved is simple. And the main thing they kind of say is share experiences, share on social media how to get checked, why you should, because, you know, as you said, people are not going to their screenings and it's so important. And yeah, so just basically, cervical cancer is something that does affect women only, which we will get onto male topics as well, but for this week, cervical cancer is the topic that we will discuss right now before getting on to our general theme of self-care, particularly in the new year. And yeah, so here are some signs and symptoms of cervical cancer.
Yes, so some of them are weight loss, constant fatigue, leg pain, pelvic pain, unpleasant smelling, vaginal discharge, pain and discomfort during sex, and unusual vaginal bleeding. And I think the thing is with some of those is that you can actually get them and not even think like that very normally. So I think that's the problem sometimes, is that these cancer symptoms are so ordinary sometimes and they go away that you kind of don't think anything of it.
Yeah, and one thing we said last season on the radio show was just, if in doubt, get it checked out by a GP.
That was our little motto.
And just, you know, don't be afraid to, because the likelihood is there's nothing wrong, but it's better to be on the safer side and just get checked.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the key is as well is, on top of that, is that if these like symptoms persist, I always give it kind of 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. If they're carrying on and nothing's happening, that's just when you should just go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And I think people, and then don't take no for an answer as well. If you think something's wrong, that's another thing we said, because if you go back to our other, we'll probably mention it again this season, but when I was diagnosed, I kind of just took no for an answer, like from a doctor, and I just left and I thought, oh, that's fine. And
yeah, I find that just with, in general as well, if I've taken no for an answer before, definitely not as serious as cancer, but with my back problems that I mentioned last term, I asked to see a spinal specialist to my GP and multiple GPs, and they all said, you won't have a spinal problem.
Yeah.
It will be like just muscles. And they kept saying no. And eventually I insisted, and it was a spinal problem.
That's when you get what you want though in life, unfortunately. Exactly. You have to insist.
So yeah, be insistent. You know your body.
Yeah. 100%. And if you feel something's off, just get it checked out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just to, we'll probably do it. We've got an Instagram as well attached to this, mm-hmm. called Care to Share 1350. And if you follow that, we basically give updates and we follow up on what we've talked about on the podcast. And we just kind of publish. publish. We post, you know.
Oh, you post, do you, Valentina? That was
post.
So posh.
That's what you've been offering me. I'm sick of it. But yeah, we'll post like the symptoms and stuff like that, just so everyone has like a base if they need to find out some more.
Yeah, Valentina's the aesthetic one of the duo. She's better at
I'm now creative sec of
the team.
So I've joined the team that Ali is pres of as a little creative member now. Mm. And I post still, well, I'm yet to, but I will do soon.
Exactly.
So yeah. And then now we're basically, I think the key of this week is basically talking about New Year and self-care and everything like that. So I think we're just going to...
Yeah. Valentina, have you done any New Year's resolutions?
You know, Ali, you know I will. I've literally got about 1,000 of what I want to do. And literally they're ranging from get a job, which... Me and Ali hoping to get so that we can live to London together, but you never know at this point. We are desperately trying.
I had the call today with my one.
How was it?
I think it went well. But you know, time will tell. I was manifesting.
Yeah, always manifest.
I was manifesting. I will get this job. I want this job. Yeah. That is one thing I've started doing this year.
It actually works, Ali. Mm. I don't even care.
No, it does, because now you may think it was coincidental, but when I was stuck in Estonia with COVID, bit of a random tangent there, but... On the day 10, I was manifesting a negative lateral flow fit to fly, manifesting it, and it wasn't happening. And then when I actually properly started chanting to myself, I will test negative, I will be negative,
It worked, Ali. I literally did the same thing. Context as well, Ali was stuck in Estonia over Christmas.
Yeah, with COVID. Yeah. Blame my mum, she gave it to me before I went there.
So yeah, I just text Ali because I thought she was away for like a week, and then I was like, how was it? And she was like, I'm still here.
Yeah, I couldn't leave, but it was fine. It was actually quite fun. Four days turned into 2 weeks.
Yeah. To be honest, I would take that though.
Yeah,
you just gotta embrace it, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, one of those things. That's, again, we'll get onto topics about COVID at some point, and cancer, but yeah, at the moment, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Mm. So got quite a few, like I said, career-wise, studying-wise, just self-improvement, really, which is like, you know, obviously, like everyone does. But I think fitness is a key one, because last year, I think, it was last year, it feels like ages ago, that's when I'd got over cancer, so I'd got the old clear and stuff. So after, in January, I'd basically were over, like, the diagnosis and being ill and everything, I'd gained so much weight, again, like 2 stone. So after that, I basically needed to lose this weight. I wanted to get back to myself. Obviously, my hair massively thinned. I didn't even look like myself, but I just thought fitness is the only thing I can control. So I was like, I'm going to do it. And I've never successfully done something as well in my life. Like, I literally lost 2 stone within 4 to 5 months, but I never missed a meal. You know, I just was being healthy the whole time. So I think this year is like, I kind of obviously lost it a bit, like we all do.
Uni
and stuff like that.
Chip cheese and gravy after
it's too easy.
Out. Yeah.
So yeah, I think this year is getting back to that and stuff like that.
No, same with me, fitness wise. I think I've nearly gone to the gym more times this year than I did in total last year already.
It's good,
I just need to make my money's worth that gym membership.
It's about forming a habit.
But you start feeling good about going.
When you start going to the gym, you don't want to leave. Like, where it's actually just having that initiative.
Before in my life, I've never once gone, oh, I really want to go do that bit of exercise. Yeah. And now I'm kind of like, I want to feel my body hurt.
Yeah. Oh.
And then, no, but like, you know that you had a good workout.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So yeah, I'm trying to go about every other day.
Yeah,
is a plan.
That's quite a lot actually. Yeah, I've got three.
Do a bit of physio.
You're back.
Esque type things.
Incorporate that. Mm. But yeah, fitness is a big one, and I think that's a good thing to kind of share, because I think it's important for people who have had cancer or going through cancer, because the thing is, when you've actually got cancer, like, you don't actually have the same energy levels to do any sort of fitness. But it's just knowing your boundaries. And like, for example, when I was ill, I just literally went out every day for a walk with my dog.
That's nice.
And so I think it's this new year, and like implementing it and incorporating it into the cancer awareness, is that just try and find out what fits for you and what will make you feel better, basically. And you do it, because it does.
And don't make any New Year's resolutions that are too challenging.
No.
Especially if you've had
a bad
stomach.
They don't work. You'll lose them in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Make them doable.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. So my New Year's resolution was to go 3 times a week to the gym.
Yeah.
But in my head, if I make myself go every other day,
you will go three times a week.
Yeah, they just work. Yeah. Got to get little steps. And if you don't go, don't be mean to yourself. I haven't broken your resolution. Yeah. You're just getting there.
It's true. And think, we're so hard on ourselves. Like, if we just don't go once, like, oh, right, you know what, forget the whole year. Like,
exactly.
You write it all off, but you shouldn't do that. You should just, think, oh, I'm actually tired. The other day, I was so tired. I won't go to the gym. I know my limits now. I'll just sit. Even if I desperately wanted to go, I'll just not go, because I'll just think, I'll be absolutely even worse after this. So
exactly.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard today as well that there was, I don't know who said it, but it was actually really like empowering, and I wrote it down. And he said he had like a cheat code for mental well-being. Mm. And he said, you do something for your mind, something for your soul, something for your body. And there was one other one that I forgot, but there was another one. But basically, he said you should do... Oh, no, that was it. You do those three and you get enough sleep and you exercise, whatever. That's your body one. And then basically, he said that's your remedy for having a good, healthy mental well-being. So I thought, it's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, no, that does sound super interesting. I will try and do that cheat code. But yeah, today I'm just... it's been a long day with coursework and deadlines. I just feel like you do need to look after yourself. And I feel like everyone should endeavour to get out of the house at least once a day.
Yeah, I do. And because I live in my own like flat in York now, I'm renting it for the year. But basically, as a result, I can very easily not go out the house because I just think to go out the house, I have to actually look like semi-decent so I don't scare people and all that type of stuff. And I'm just like, I can't bother. And it's so bad, because when I get out the house for like literally a 5-minute walk, I will feel so much better when I get back. But yeah, that's definitely important. Just make sure you get out and be with nature.
And I think it was, not today, like a week ago today, was Blue Monday, I think is what it's called. It's like they're meant to be the most depressing day of the year.
Have we gone past it?
Yeah, we have. It was meant
to be. Didn't even know.
It's like, I think it's after January, when the Christmas spirit is gone.
Oh, yeah, everyone starts back at
work. The January sales are over. You're back at work. It's cold. And everything is just a bit grey.
It's quite, and you're just grey.
And you're just feeling a bit sad. And it's just, that's like, everyone is going through stuff. You're not alone. And I just feel like, treat yourself. And that's what it's about, self-care.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, I hate to sound like a TikToker / cliche everything. But it's like, you've got to romanticize, like, even the smallest things in your life. And it's like, for example, if you're going to make a nice dinner, really like think about it during the day.
I was just about to say, I make baked oats for breakfast most days.
And that makes you feel good when you wake up. Yeah, you think, oh, I've got my nice baked oats. Like, gets you out of bed, that type of stuff. So they're like little things that we do like that would help us. And I think one of the ones that I mentioned to Ali previously is that I'm definitely going to do, which I did last year, which I was so happy about, is more charity. And I think massively related to me being ill, I want to just say thank you. And I don't know why, but it's manifesting in doing charity work at the minute. Last year I did Jog 30 in February for Bud Cancer, and I raised like £200.
Nice.
I've got Teenage Cancer Trust at the minute. I've got like 1,000 something in there, but I'm trying
and
to
And now
bump
you're
it up.
Creative sec for the Copperfield Breast Cancer Team in York, which raises money for breast cancer awareness. So
this is it. I mean, like,
very charitable.
Selfishly, it makes me feel like good.
No, that's fair enough, I feel. And Valentina and I, when we went out for brunch the other day, Valentina was showing me these different things we could do. Valentina had the audacity to show me a poster that said you should run a marathon, which by all means, if you can run a marathon slash want to train to run a marathon, go for it.
Yeah.
I can barely run a kilometre. So
no, I did.
Not... Not for me, that no, one, but I am going to try. You've inspired me. The 2800 squats and Feb.
Yeah.
Where you do, I think it's 100 a day, isn't it?
Yeah, 100 a day, which is hefty, to be honest. Like, if you're not a squatter, but, you know.
Try my best.
You've got to do 100 squats. You can split it up during the day, or you just do them all in one go. Or if you, for example, one day you're going to the gym, just get them all out there. But yeah, you've got to do 100 squats a day, and you just sign up and what I'm going to do is create an Instagram post for this and basically put all the links so people can see what, if they want to do any charity events. Because when I was looking through, I just went through so many, and I just thought, I'm definitely going to do at least a couple. Like, some, because someone, like you said, are a bit more extravagant, like a marathon, like.
Or the skydiving
or a triathlon or skydiving. It's just some mountain peaks. But some people will do that because they are more challenging. But if your fitness is like mine and Ali's, which is like poor, but you know, we still got like fitness. So, like, you just need a little bit, basically. Yeah. And I'm going to do the February, I think it's like 2 miles a day. And I'm going to try and aim, because some of that are in affiliation with Teenage Cancer Trust, some are in with cancer research and stuff like that. But I think the one I'm doing is Teenage Cancer Trust. And I want to do it basically to try and bump up the money I've already raised, you know, to try and get to my goal. But I think my Instagram's getting fed up with me because I keep asking them to donate money to my charities. So, yeah, but, you know, it's always a good cause. And I just think that was part basically of the self-care awareness, all that type of stuff, because we just thought that's a really good outlet for you, like, you know, if you're dealing with stuff, to like process your emotions or try and give back or something. It's just a nice outlet to do that.
Yeah,
basically.
Honestly, and doing things for other people makes you feel better. As selfish as that kind of sounds, it's good. Yeah, it's a win-win.
And I actually saw a quote that said that. It's like, when you do something for you, someone else, but it benefits you, that's like the best thing in the world, because it's like you're getting dual like benefit, basically.
Exactly.
That's not even a word. I don't even know what I've just said.
So I have a little story for us, if we want, just a little. I thought maybe every week I'd bring in a story. It could be funny, it could be more serious, it could be mysterious. Yeah. Just, but something slightly cancer related.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pretend to understand a lot of these terms, but this one seems like it's quite a little silly little story. So it says, so my husband, who's a surgeon, ends up at Blodgett with not one, but two pulmonary emboli. Since he successfully evaded diagnosis for 4 days because he had 3 patients with breast cancer on his schedule and did not want to postpone them, I have lost confidence in his ability to take care of himself. Thus, I set up camp in his room, cot and pillow, and monitor every doctor and nurse who comes in to tend him. Since they all know and care about him, I worry about their objectivity, but I am the Praetorian Guard. On our third night, his sonorous snoring wakes me up. At home, I'd nudge him and all would be well. But here, he's on heparin trying to stay alive. So, you know, he's obviously drugged up. And she says, I consider moving into the family waiting room, but how can I protect him from there? Only doable solution, I drag my pillow and navy blanket into the unspacious bathroom, shut the door, curl up under the sink and go to sleep until lights flash, a shout of horror screams into my brain and I leap up only to smack my head on the plumbing under the sink. I'm seeing stars while my husband, gripping his IV stand, is literally like fighting a heart attack. I can't quote him exactly, but it was something like, what the fuck are you doing? He saw my navy blanket move and thought some animal was lying on his bathroom floor. What can you do at that point except laugh until we both needed the bathroom?
Was that a real story, I think?
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, really?
So basically, she's just, you know, obviously very protective of her husband who's going through cancer, and she don't want to leave him, which, she can't stand a story, which, you know, I get.
Yeah.
And so then she went and slept in the bathroom and he scared her.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
So she phrased it very... well, I'm not well read enough for that.
She's like, thus. I was like, I feel like God. This is like a fairy, like not a fairy tale, but like a bedtime story. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just like the little things that, you know, they'll laugh about that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and you've got to laugh about stuff like that because, and that's what we said last time, and we're going to say it this time as well, because it's all very lighthearted, this show. We try and make it so anyway. Obviously, there's some topics we can't make lighthearted, but others we do, and that's why we include little stories like that, or we kind of emphasise that you can actually you know, have a, not a laugh, but like you can laugh exactly. at the same time. And it's important to remember that because sometimes you just think you can't because it's everyone has very negative connotations with cancer, rightly so, but also...
I feel like it can change your life though. Some like not, obviously it's not saying that cancer is a good thing, but sometimes for the better people have some real inspirational moments after their treatment has resolved. So yeah, I just feel like it's good to have a, see the positive, see the light.
Yeah, no, it's true. And that's what I'm going to, again, take into this year is gratefulness. Because what is literally, I've got to be grateful for absolutely everything in my life now. And I think sometimes I actually forget that I've been ill. And I actually just carry on day to day like I'm normal. And then I'm actually seriously been ill like 2 years ago or 1 year ago. Well, I don't even know now at this point. But yeah, just remembering that and like making sure that I've like realised what's actually important, which doesn't, when you've got so much work to do, it just feels like all that's important is actually my studies, and it's not the case. But yeah. I think that's actually all we have.
Yeah, a little introductory podcast.
Yeah, that's all we should really talk about, I think, today.
Yeah, feel free to share this podcast if you guys enjoyed it.
Follow us next week. Follow us. Follow the little things so you can keep up to date. You'll get little notifications when we've released one.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We really enjoyed coming back. Kind of missed it over Christmas.
I really did miss it.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just really exciting. It's going to become more official this time.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I feel already very productive that we've got like a firm base for our show that everyone can stream really easily.
Exactly.
And we've got kind of a bit more freedom with it as well. Like if you noticed, Ali said a swear word. And yes, she can do that now because we're explicit.
You may be upset. Labeled explicit.
So yeah, we're excited. We hope you are. Next week we are going to do, what are we going to do next week, Ali?
It's not the Love Life episode, I know that.
Next week is, well, it's actually World Cancer Day on February 4th. So I think we're going to talk about that. Maybe talk about religion, culture, that type of thing, dealing with a cancer diagnosis in those type of frameworks. Okay, amazing stuff. Thank you for listening.